Didn't take long either.
When you did the walk from, where did Seneca, from where was it?
New York City.
From New York City. How far did you go each day?
50 days.
Oh, 15 miles. Average about 15, 17 miles.
And did you camp out at night? And
like, some we camped out, some we stayed in women's homes. Sometimes we carried a pack, and sometimes women would come and pick up our packs and take it to their house, and then we'd get there, spend the night there. And
did the public, a lot of people, did they really seem to notice and take note of what you were doing and talk to you about it? What was the people's response like?
Oh, I don't know if you'd say we reach a lot of people, but we reached some people very profoundly, I think, because there were only two of us for the most part of the walk, and people felt real comfortable to walk up to us and ask us questions. One thing that was really exciting was how proud women were of us for walking and of the camp for existing and being all women. I mean women who weren't necessarily political activists, but just women driving along who would stop and talk with us and say, go get them, women, you know. There was a feminist element to this that I hadn't expected.
I noticed that this morning on the street, Ruth came up and was telling me that there was this woman with her little daughter who wanted to know what we were doing, and the mother said, they're walking for peace, and maybe when you grow up, you can do it too.